In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. There is no other name under heaven given to men whereby we must be saved. My children, welcome to the year of grace 2021. Already people are fluttering about asking the question, will this year be as rough as last year? One thing alone is certain. 2021 will be a year of grace, just like last year. This means that 2021 will be what we make it. That is to say, the greatness of 2021 will be measured by the graces with which we choose to cooperate. This is why we begin this year, as we do every year of grace, in a way no more fitting, for nothing could be more fitting than to begin in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, remembering from the outset of this year, as we do in the office of today, in whatever we do, in word or work, do it in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Today's short gospel is the same as we heard on New Year's Day. On the eighth day, the octave of our Lord's life on earth, our Savior has not yet said anything to us. He is an infant, coming from the Latin infans, which means speechless. This divine word, the only word which the Eternal Father spoke from all eternity, has come to us as an unspeaking babe. But today a word has been spoken of him. He has received his sacred name. St. Paul calls it the name above all names. It is nothing less than the divine name itself, the name which no Hebrew dared to utter, using instead the word Adonai, Lord. The holy name of Jesus means the Lord saves. It is important to speak about how we must revere this name at the beginning of each year. For we must all take to heart the words which we hear from that same apostle when reproaching his own spiritual children. He says, "The name of God is blasphemed among the nations because of you." If any of you have had the experience of having one of your children come home from being at a party, playing at someone else's house, being at school, and unfortunately uttering a new bad word, your immediate reaction is, what other kid taught him to say this? Well, when we find people throughout society taking the Lord's name in vain, our reaction should be, where is the bad Catholic who taught him to speak this way? If people in our pagan society take our Lord's name in vain, they must have learned that name from someone who once believed or was raised in the faith. It is indeed the bad example of Catholics which has led to the misuse of our Lord's name throughout society. At the beginning of this year, I would like to add to your resolutions one little piece of missionary activity, charging you to do whatever you can to defend the holy name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Whenever you hear our Lord's name, whether it is spoken with reverence or not, bow your head, as all Catholics were once taught to do. And when you hear someone take the good Lord's name in vain, correct him. If you judge the correction will do no good, or that it will even prompt him to do worse or become violent, you may prudently avoid provoking such a person. But you can always make reparation. And if possible, let others see and hear what you do. Make the sign of the cross. Softly recite the divine praises or another prayer. I had a friend once who taught me this practice, that whenever someone would take the Lord's name in vain, he would add the words, "Have mercy on us." When asked why he said these words, he would always respond, "I was just completing your prayer." There is no other name under heaven given to men whereby we must be saved. We must never take the Lord's name in vain, but neither must we dread that sacred name as though it would bring a curse upon us should we ever dare to pronounce it. Like the third commandment, the second commandment can be seen as having both a positive and a negative aspect. The prohibition is clear. Blasphemy is a grave sin. And misusing our Lord's name out of frivolity, carelessness, or as an expletive can be almost as grave as willfully speaking against God with his name. But the positive aspect of this commandment is that we should take the Lord's name in truth, invoking it, revering it, using it as our most powerful prayer. For there is no other name under heaven given to men whereby we must be saved. Of all the wondrous praises given to the name of God by the scriptures, there is one in particular which has inspired the boundless devotion of the fathers, that praise given by the sacred lover in Solomon's Canticle, "Oleum effusum est nomen tuum." Thy name is as oil poured out. Thy name is as oil poured out. What can this mean? Oil, as St. Bernard of Clairvaux explains, is light, it is food, and it is medicine. Light when it is burned, food when it is eaten, medicine when it is spread upon us. Yes, he says, the name of Jesus is light, food and medicine. It is light when it is preached to us. It is food when we think upon it. It is the medicine that soothes our pains when we invoke it. Let us say a word on each of these. Tell me, whence came there into the whole world so bright and sudden a light, if not from the preaching of the name of Jesus? Yes, and it is also food. Are you not strengthened as often as you think of this name? What is it that so feeds the mind of him that meditates upon this name? What is it that so restores the wearied faculties, strengthens virtue, gives vigor to good and holy habits, and fosters chastity? Every food of the soul is dry that is not steeped in this oil. It is insipid if it is not seasoned with this salt. If you write something, I relish not your writing unless I read there the name of Jesus. If you teach me or converse with me, I relish not your words unless I hear you say the name of Jesus. Jesus is honey to the mouth and music to the ear, and gladness to the heart. And finally, it is also medicine. Is anyone among you sad? Let but Jesus come into his heart, and the mouth echo him, saying Jesus. And lo, the light of that name disperses every cloud and brings sunshine back again. Have any of you committed sin, and is despair driving you into the snare of death? Invoke the name of life, and life will come back to the soul. Was there ever a man that, hearing the saving name, could keep up that common fault of hardness of heart, drowsiness or sluggishness, rancor of soul or sloth? If anyone perchance felt that the fountain of his tears was dry, did it not gush forth more plentifully than ever, and flow more sweetly than ever, as soon as he invoked the name of Jesus? If any of us were ever in danger, and our heart beat with fear, did not this name of power bring us confidence and courage the moment we pronounced it? When we were tossed to and fro, our perplexing doubts, did not the evidence of what was right burst upon us as we called upon the name of light? When we were discouraged and well nigh crushed by adversity, did not our heart take courage when our tongue uttered the name of help? All this is most true, for all these miseries are the sicknesses and faintings of our soul, and the name of Jesus is our medicine. Every time we utter the sacred name of our Savior, it should be a prayer for us. It is a sovereign means of keeping the spirit of prayer throughout our busy day. This sweet name will be our greatest consolation at the moment of death. I once heard a story from the pulpit from a very holy priest. Perhaps you've heard this story as well. A certain factory worker had very long hours. He could rarely get to daily mass, although he did manage to make his first Fridays. And he rarely found time during his heavy work day to recite any devotions. But there was a church not far from the factory, and whenever he had a break, he would go into the church, make a genuflection, and say, "Jesus, it's Jimmy." He kept up this practice throughout his whole working life. And the day finally came when grave illness set in, and a priest came to the hospital to bring him the sacraments. And when the Confiteor had been recited, and the priest held up the sacred host, all who were present seemed to hear a gentle voice say, "Jimmy, it's Jesus." May the most holy name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ be infinitely blessed, now and for all eternity. Amen.